Welcome, everybody. This is Jim D. from Pure Jeevan, and today I am interviewing Mimi Kirk for the website. For those of you who don't know, Mimi was voted the sexiest vegetarian over age 50 in a worldwide international universal contest run by the PETA organization, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Well, Mimi, why don't we just start out, for those people who don't know about you, maybe introduce yourself.
Well, I think the contest was pretty terrific. The fact that I'm over 50 was great. I am actually 71. And all the competition I had in the last 10 that PETA had picked to actually be in the finals were young enough to be my daughters. There were 10 women and 10 men. And everybody was in their like early 50s. And so I just figured, I don't know what kind of competition that's going to be. And I actually entered that on a lark, and it's turned into be quite an amazing thing because people see someone at 71 still healthy and looking pretty good and not feeling their age, and it kind of changes the idea of what aging is about. So I'm happy that I won because I think that I've been able to be an inspiration to people of all ages to follow a better eating plan.
Well, I mean, I guess you brought a ton of attention, obviously, to vegetarianism, but I guess it was a surprise to a lot of people to know or to learn that you're into raw foods as well.
Well, it was, and it's interesting because PETA was a little concerned that if I went out and I had so many interviews coming, they preferred I just talk about vegetarianism, mm-hmm. and mainly because they thought raw food that's too harsh for some people. They'll think that's awful. But I really feel, and I'm writing a book right now, I really feel that what I have to offer in the raw food is something people can include in their diet. And I mean, if someone doesn't have to go all raw or think it's drastic, but right. even for a vegetarian, it is so much healthier and broadening to eat more live foods. It's easy to eat processed food as a vegetarian, but you don't get any of that when you're raw. So it's really a healthy way for people to incorporate more raw foods into their diet. And it is surprising, and I'm surprised how many people never even heard of it.
Oh, I bet. I mean, yeah.
Kind of shocked. They, you know, vegetarian was hard enough for them to understand coming from meat society, but then, you know, vegan and raw, that was just completely shocking. So it's wonderful because I really think, you know, my Facebook page grew from 100 to 3,500 already since September, and I've turned a lot of people on to researching and finding out more about raw foods and green drinks and the things that I've mentioned in some of my interviews, my television interviews. So it's really quite exciting to see. I was just thinking yesterday, I've improved, I really feel like what my being out here in the public eye has really helped a lot of people improve their diets, and that makes me very happy.
What was the path that you took to get to, I assume you're a vegetarian for a long time.
Well, I've been a vegetarian for the better part of 40 years, and I say better part because I'd be vegetarian for 15 years and go off it for two and uh-huh. go back on again, or, you know, I bounce back and forth, but when I was a vegetarian, I thought, that's it, I'd never do anything else, and, you know, vegan was the next step, mm-hmm. and that was no cheese or dairy, and that was difficult for me because those are two things I really, really loved. And so I would go off back and forth between vegan and vegetarian for so many years. And I stopped eating meat really for the compassion of animals. It had nothing to do with my health. Mm-hmm. It was really about, once I found out how animals were treated, factory farm animals, and the kind of unheard of cruelty to these animals, I just couldn't bear it on a spiritual level. I couldn't bear to have that happen. So that started me into vegetarianism, and then I realized after finding more out how healthy it was. But I must say, in 1970, or about that time when I became a vegetarian, 68, 9, something like that, it wasn't that popular. I mean, there wasn't even, you could find a co-op here and there, but there wasn't like major health food stores or anything. You had to really kind of figure it out for yourself. And I was raising my kids that way, no meat in the house, when I got home and told them about the animal situation and how I felt. Mm-hmm. It was quite something. And you'd go to a restaurant and you were stuck with pasta, you know, right. or a salad.
Yeah.
as a raw person in most restaurants, that's what I pretty much eat is a salad with, you know, chefs are really nice to put all the raw vegetables on it for me. I don't make a big deal of it. I try to pick something off the menu and ask if they can add something. But now, here's the next step. So I'm going along as the vegetarian and right. and eating that most of the time. In the last few years, my boyfriend, who's not a vegetarian, I started to cook more stuff for him and even meat. And then I started to take a look that my health wasn't as good. My blood pressure was up. My cholesterol was up. I was getting that little arthritic kind of pain that people get when they get older, and there were the signs of aging, which completely shocked me. So I thought, well, what can I do to really get healthy? And I don't remember exactly how raw food came to me, but it did some years ago, and I wasn't interested in it because I'm such a foodie. I thought, that wouldn't be for me. But somehow I got introduced to it again, and I started to research it, and I thought, I'm just going to do this. So I went on a week-long detox. One of my daughters said she'd do it with me. And that was it. I started looking at YouTube videos and reading about raw food and trying some things out. And I was hooked. I knew it was great. And as a result, I have no more arthritic pains. Wow. I've lowered my cholesterol. My blood pressure is not completely balanced yet, but it's much better. And I'm working on it. I think that I've only been raw 2 years, and I think it's made a huge difference. And I really feel like this is the way to eat. And I love the food. I've become a really, really good uncooker. So.
Wow.
That's my path that led me here. And you know, I think it's funny because it's easier. You either have the compassion for animals, that's why you go to be a vegetarian, or you are getting more concerned about your health. And sometimes people they feel pretty healthy, and then all of a sudden it catches up with them as they get older. And my theory is that in your 30s and 40s, it's really easy to look younger for women and men both, and to feel pretty good. But it starts to speed up in your 50s and 60s and now 70s. You start to age faster, and you start to notice more things that slow you down or that you don't feel as good with, or your doctor tells you have something. Yeah. People are aging prematurely faster than they did in generations before. And I know the reason, because I've been really researching a lot for my book. It's the processed foods that have fats and sugars and salt and all kinds of things that are not healthy for us. Plus, processed food has no vitamins in it. They say they put vitamins in, but that's vitamins that have been chemically manufactured. And we're, our bodies need what Mother Nature made for us, is natural foods and live foods. Mm-hmm. And so now I know that people need to start a little earlier than even I did. But it just shows you at any age you can get better. But I think people need to start earlier who really care about having a good, healthy, long life. And if you love yourself and you love life and you love your family, you want to live longer. And this is a way to, I think, really give yourself an opportunity for that to happen.
Absolutely. Are you pretty hardcore about your raw? I mean, are you?
I'm 100% raw.
Yeah. So you've been.
And this is interesting. I am like the queen of foodie. I'm like the Julia Child of food. No kidding. I watch every movie about food. I watch cooking shows. I used to travel around to restaurants all over the world to eat where there was a great chef. Yeah. I mean, I am a foodie at heart. I love food. So raw food, it was like, what am I going to do with that? Well, now I've learned I can duplicate almost anything I want, and I find it absolutely thrilling. Now that I've learned how to use the nuts and seeds and sprouts and vegetables to make, you know, all kinds of stuff. I make fantastic desserts that are healthy for you, and they're not baked. They're raw desserts, pies, cheesecakes made out of nut base. I make delicious burger patties and stuffed mushrooms with basil and arugula. I make delicious food, and I would need that in order to stay on something like this because I love food. Now, I do have to say it takes a little while to learn the new ways.
Sure.
But what I suggest to anybody, this is my key suggestion, is start with green drinks, either smoothies or juice in the morning. and put all the stuff that you're supposed to get in the day, all that colorful rainbow of fruits and vegetables, into a drink or two throughout the day. So you make sure that you get that natural medicine. That's what Mother Nature's green leaves are, and colorful fruits, they're our medicine. Mm-hmm. And I think if people can incorporate that, and maybe eat a meal of lightly steamed vegetables or some grains, or maybe even a piece of fish if they need that. I definitely say no meat or chicken, because I know too much about meat or chicken now to ever recommend it to anybody. Not just the cruelty, but how the animals are shot up and fed hormones and steroids. You don't want that in your food, and it does come into your food. But if you wanted a piece of, you know, some of the grains or something at night, that's fine. If you're 80% raw or 75, you're doing yourself a huge favor. Mm-hmm. And I happen to be all raw, and I choose that way because I don't crave cooked foods anymore. I have no desire. I stayed raw long enough that I can sit down and watch somebody eat bread and pasta and all the foods I used to like, and I know they're going to fall asleep after dinner, and I'm going to be ready to go out and dance.
Oh yeah.
So that's worth it for me to eat this way, especially at my age. I don't have the time of a 40-year-old or a 50-year-old to mess around and eat something. I'm staying with this, and I'm an experiment on myself. I admit this all the time to people. I've been only doing the raw food for 2 years. The green drink, I know, is the most healing thing you can do for yourself. I know it from my own experience and other friends' experiences. And my daughter, who is also completely raw, the one who went at the same time as me, mm-hmm. and my other children have now incorporated green drinks and much healthier eating in their life. And I think that's a very, very important thing. So I don't want to scare anyone off. And even in my book, vegetarians and non-vegetarians alike will get a lot of things they can choose from that will at least help their diet be healthier. And then once you start this, pretty particular about having your green drink every day and eating more of those kinds of foods, your body starts to want that. And then you look at the other food and it doesn't look alive. I just think that your body starts to crave the good foods, and the other foods don't interest you anymore. And that's where I've come to. Now, maybe if I could make myself I make a raw bread, and I kind of grew up on, you know, like lox, bagels, and cream cheese.
Yeah.
And I know how to make that now. I know how to duplicate the taste so I can have that. I know how to do, my boyfriend loved the In-N-Out burgers, and now I've duplicated it for him with a raw version, and he's just happy as could be.
That's awesome.
I know those and change them to make them my own, because I know what I like inside food. And I think I originally cooked from scratch, so spending a little time learning new foods is good for me. I think it would be more difficult if someone didn't like to cook. Their diet definitely would be more simple, and salads would be a big thing, and, you know, things in its more natural state without having to alter or fix things. But I make very quick pâtés and raw sushi rolls and all kinds of beautiful things that are very quick that will be also in my book. But I think that because I do love to cook, uncooking has been really exciting for me. It's exciting learning how to do new things. And there are some fantastic raw food restaurants around all over the country. I've traveled around and eaten at many of them. And I'm very inspired when I see how beautiful and how fantastic the food tastes. And it's healthy. And that's what I'm after. I want to feel good. I really do. And that's important to me.
On a day-to-day basis, do you tend to spend a lot of time in the kitchen doing that, or do you also?
No, not anymore. In the beginning, I have to say I did. It was like, I don't know if I could do this, because my boyfriend doesn't eat all his meals raw. He'll eat vegetables, and he would only have any meat in the house, of course, but he eats vegetables and rice and potatoes. He'll eat cooked foods, and he'll eat some raw things. He does like it, but he's not into it all the time like I am. But I don't spend as much time. I've got it pretty well organized that if I'm going to dehydrate crackers or bread or something, I'll do that on a day and get all that done, corn chips and crackers and whatever I think I want for the week or so, and then that's it. I won't dehydrate. But like tonight, I'm going to fix myself portobello mushroom with basil arugula pesto, and I put it in the dehydrator for a couple hours at the most, and that's it. And it's takes like hardly any time to prepare.
Sure.
10 minutes at the most, and then I dehydrate that so I have something warm during the cooler weather. I like to have something warm. But I just chop up parsley and make salads out of that and love it. My tastes have changed. I don't eat as much as I did before, and I don't have that cravings. I eat chocolate. I'll make, you know, I make wonderful warm chocolate. I call it warm instead of hot chocolate. But I use cacao, and I make almond milk, and I have my treats. And I just don't eat as much as I used to. And I also think as you age, eating less is probably better. And then some days I can eat all day, but what I crave are salads. No, I don't spend that much time in there, but I always spent a lot of time in the kitchen before because I cooked from scratch and made very fancy and involved meals. So I've always been someone who spent time in the kitchen. I actually enjoy it. But there are so many things you can fix very quick.
Oh, yeah.
And just like I say, fixing the green drink or juice, the smoothie or juice, that takes no time at all. That's like just minutes, and you have something that's going to last you through the day, and you know that you have all your good stuff in there, and your body just is loving you for it. So,
are you into supplements at all?
No, I'm trying to keep myself healthy without supplements right now.
Wow.
I know that a lot of raw people say that you don't get enough vitamin B. Protein is definitely not a problem. Hemp milk, hemp seed, chia seed, it's just not an issue to get enough protein. That's the first thing non-vegetarians ask, where do you get your protein, since you don't eat dairy or anything. But I have plenty of protein. I know that's it. The B12 I'm watching. I go to my doctor and get a blood test to make sure everything, the levels are good. I might take some herbs at some point on and off when I'm playing around with this blood pressure thing. I eat a lot of garlic because I think that's very helpful, and parsley. I try to eat the foods first, and then if the foods don't do do what you want them to, then I think some natural herbs supplements would be fine, but not the general supplements. I don't think, you know, taking vitamin A and D and C and whatever, I don't think that's that good for you. You can overdo it, and you don't even know if you're getting the pure vitamin from it. I mean, it's so confusing out there in the market. I think food is medicine, and you find out what has vitamin D, what has vitamin A, what has vitamin C. You find those things out, and then you have more of those. And I think greens are like the super foods of all time. I do eat seaweed products. I eat nori rolls, and I eat seaweed as much as I can. And I think mushrooms are amazingly healing, all kinds of mushrooms. So I think right now that I have not been on supplements since I went raw, and I'm thinking that I'm going to be fine. But like I say, I'm experimenting, and when I'm 100, we'll talk again and see if everything I've been doing is still good. That's kind of how I feel about it. I don't, you know, I'm 71, and for a lot of people that seems like I'm in my twilight years. But to me, I feel like I'm 20, so I think I have to be in my 90s and 100. I look up to those people who are still living and doing healthy stuff in their 80s, 90s, and 100. I mean, there's a lot of people around the world in different places that are centenarians. They're 104, and they're still riding their bikes, you know, and driving their cars. I mean, it's pretty amazing. And those people say the same thing I say: food, number one, mostly raw, and getting all your vegetables and fruits. Number two, your attitude has to be really good. And three, which I'm working on really big, is exercise. You need to really do that. I haven't been good. I've been on and off about exercise my whole life. I'm not active, but I don't specifically do things. But now I'm out walking, and I do Qigong, and I'm on the treadmill, and I love my Wii. I think that's such a fun thing. I bowl, and I golf, and I, you know, do the hula hoop and yoga and everything. And I really do feel like I'm in really good shape, and my weight's perfect, and, you know, I really do. I mean, until I pass the mirror, I think I'm in my 20s, and then I scare the hell out of myself once I, you know, pass by and go, oh my God, I am 71, you know.
I don't think you look 71, so.
Well, no, I do look good for my age. I do know that. And of course, we're all vain. We want to look good for our age. But mostly for me, it's feeling good. That's what's the important thing for me. I want to feel good. And And I do. I feel amazing. And that's it. I do like looking good, and I think most people are concerned. I think, this is interesting, I think there are a lot of people, women, gorgeous women on my Facebook page. They're in their 40s, 30s, 20s, and they want to hold on to their beauty. I mean, they're calendar girls, and they're really interested in what I do because they want to maintain their attached to their beauty. Their personalities have become part of their beauty, and I think they want to maintain that, and they're very interested in what I eat and what I do. I have a huge fan base in that age group, not only in my age group, but in the younger age group, and I can really understand it because now we know there are things we can do to keep a more youthful figure, attitude, look, health-wise, internally, and all of that. There is something we can do, and there are a lot of people really, really interested in this, and I think it's fantastic. And then, of course, there's people who say, I don't have time, I can't afford to buy organic food, you know, I'm too busy to change my eating habits, I'm too addicted. To me, it's like smoking. Once you find out it's bad for you, and you still do it, what can you say? I mean, people know that smoking is terrible and they still do it. People know that eating at fast food restaurants is bad and they still do it. So I think it takes a lot for Americans to change their eating habits because we've gotten worse over the decades, and that's why obesity is on the rise. Isn't that weird to me? It's strange that children are obese, and they say, a report is out saying that children will not live as long as their parents because of fast food and obesity. And you'd think it'd be the opposite with all the studies we've done and what we know, but it's not. It's still a big problem out there.
Let me ask you this. Because these women do want to hold on to their well, everybody does, not just women.
Yeah, we all do. Men too, yeah.
Men and women. I mean, everybody wants to hold on to youth you're living proof that it can be done. I think that, you know, you're only as old as you feel, really. But let me ask you some questions about aging. I just had a couple of questions that I jotted down. I was wondering, and a couple of these come from my wife. She had contributed some questions here. She wanted me to ask you, what about menopause? As a vegetarian or vegan, you know, is that experience different?
Go ahead, finish. I'm sorry.
I want to know if the health conscious people have a different approach. Health conscious women take a different approach to that in terms of there's all this hormone therapy out there now, and I wondered what your thoughts on like how that dovetails with raw and healthy living.
Well, this is a very interesting thing that you ask that, because that's another thing I know in my own family. My daughter-in-law that are just going through perimenopause in their 40s. Later 40s. I actually went through menopause. I was 58. And I think my diet really, who knows? I mean, my mother had it at 50. So I just want to say that my family has some longevity in it. My mother lived to be 95, but she had the usual stuff, you know, stroke and heart problems and, died earlier. And my other sister is 84 and she's got a million things. She takes I don't know how many pills a day, huge amount. And then another sister cancer. So my family has some longevity, but they all have all that stuff that goes on that none of us want. Okay, so I go through menopause at 58. I'm around a lot of other women at the same time, friends, who are going through menopause. And they're going crazy. And I go to an acupuncturist, and I did take some herbs, and I just took acupuncture. One thing I knew, I wasn't going to read about menopause. I didn't want to put in my mind, because I'm a very positive person. I like to only see what I want to have in my system, you know, a positive outlook on life.
Yeah.
So I figured if I start reading everything on menopause, then I am going to be psychosomatically thinking that all these things are going to happen for me.
Okay.
So I'm 58, I'm getting acupuncture, I'm going through it fine, I have some hot flashes, I'm in a good mood, I have no ups and downs, everything seemed pretty fine for me, just the experience of hot flashes, and my neighbors and people around me are all rubbing cream on them and getting hormone pills and taking shots and doing all the, and then they're going crazy, feeling like they're going off the deep end on some of them, and you know, some of them are, you know, they're going through that. And I never thought anything was good because I've always been a pretty natural person.
Right.
So to me, taking hormones was not something I was going to do. I didn't really research it that much. I just knew right away that I didn't want to put something. I think anything you put in your body makes something else happen, reacts in some other way. We're you know, medicine is just guessing, and I'm not putting the doctors down all the time, but I just think that they guess on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And they expect, we're all different, and our bodies are all different, yet they expect us that we're all going to react the same way to something. And that just isn't true. We all react differently. People have to take responsibility for their own health and figure out what's best for them. And that's what I've done. I figure out what's best for me. It might not be right for someone else, but it certainly has been good for me. But no, I don't believe in hormones. And I've had friends who did that bioidentical hormone thing and then stopped doing it. I mean, I this is how I feel. I don't want to be glued together with Botox and plastic surgery. And all the band-aids that are out there. I want to see what I can do. I think there's a divine plan out there, and I think that medical science has done wonders for lots of things, and I think you do have to weigh that out and say, what do I need, you know? I mean, I might have to, I have some cataracts starting in my eyes, and they're very slow growing. They tell me I might be able to prevent ever having the operation, but then again, I'll be very happy if I have to have it, that there is medical technology to help me.
Right.
So we all have to go to our doctors, get our tests, and then figure out what we need to do. I happen to like naturopathic doctors because they take the whole picture into account. They help. I have a naturopathic doctor that actually focuses on women's health, and she helps women go through menopause without drugs. She uses some herbs, but natural herbs,
yeah.
And she's helped a lot of people do it that way, and I think that's the best way to do it. That's my personal opinion. I went through it with a flash. I wasn't freaking out because I was having it, and my youth was over. I didn't go through any of the mental stuff that people get themselves into thinking life's over.
Yeah.
I was kind of relieved, to tell you the truth, in lots of ways. And it's like, okay, I've had my share of that. This is fine. I'm ready to get rid of, you know, having my period. And there I was. I'm very comfortable and happy about it. I've been happy with every stage of my life, and I'm happy now. I don't feel, oh my God, why am I so old? I feel this is so exciting. This is a very exciting part of my life. And I don't think, and if you're not healthy, you can't have this good attitude. You should always, everyone I know that's sick, they spend so much time on their health about trying to get well and what to do, and it's depressing. So I think if you keep yourself healthy, you can have a much better attitude as you age. You can feel much better about yourself. I mean, I really like myself. I'm thrilled about how I feel and look at my age. I just couldn't be any happier. And I'm around a lot of women every in a while. I can see the difference between me and them. And I try to impart some of my information if they ask me, and hopefully they'll follow some of it. But when I travel, which I do quite a bit, I'm in Europe, and some couple came up and they were talking, and she said, well, this will be our last trip. I says, why is that? She said, well, we're 63 and this is going to be it for us. And I was like, well, what? What? She took off her glasses to look at me. And I said, I plan on traveling a long time. I mean, they were overweight, both of them. And I can see that they were not doing anything to promote good health. Mm. They were just living. And I feel really happy with living and eating. I'm not depriving myself. But some people feel if they don't get meat or not going to eat bread, they're going to be deprived. And I'm here to tell you, from a foodie, it's not like that at all. And people should really start to focus on their health. Because there are a lot of things that will happen you won't be able to reverse. You might be able to do better with it, but they'll still be there.
Right.
And I also think, you know, genes can be important, but you know, my family genes have longevity, but like I say, they're all dealing with so much stuff. I'm trying to do it without dealing with any of those, and it seems to be doing the trick, because I'm the only one in my family that eats like I do. I mean, not as my kids eat like I do, but not my parents didn't, and my sisters don't, and so I'm the only one who eats this way, and I'm definitely healthier than them. So I think I think that this is the proof. I think what I've done proves that eating makes a difference. And, you know, absolutely, that's what I'm trying to say. And I think people do understand that. And people, I really am happy to hear when someone says I've inspired them to stay being a vegetarian and a vegan or a raw, because they can see that it's worked for me. And I'm hoping that more people can find out about this way and try it for themselves.
Let me ask you this. One of the issues that people identify with aging a lot is our skin issues. And I was wondering, since you went raw a couple years ago, did you notice any, I'm not suggesting you needed any improvement there, but were there any kinds of, did it have any effect on skin?
Yeah, I actually did need improvement.
You did.
You know, as you age, your skin, I started to look at my arm, and I'd hold my arm up, and it started to get these little kind of triangle skin things, and I thought, oh my God, my mother had those. Mm. But I immediately, within just a few weeks of being raw and juicing, saw the difference in my skin. And my daughter and I were on the phone, and I said, you know what, my skin is so nice. And I use coconut oil all over my body. That's my thing. And I like I say, I think exercise helps tone your skin. I think that's a really good thing. But and I certainly can use a little more than that, and I think I'm doing a little better now. I think if I would have thrown in exercise all these years a little bit more diligently, I'd do it for months at a time, then I'd stop. But if I'd been regular, I think that would be better. But I'm going to tell you, I can hold my hand up to someone, 30 years younger than me, and you can't tell the difference. My skin is really nice, and nicer than a lot of young people. I have skin, my elbows, my knees, my legs. I mean, I can wear a mini skirt, and look fine. I just think my skin looks amazing, and the skin on my face really is pretty good. And my television interview, I did two of them without makeup, and the third one was a big national show, the doctors, and they wanted to put makeup on me, and I let them. And I was really sorry, because I could see I looked like made up. So I just did one. I just finished an interview, and I told them I was going to opt out on the makeup. And I haven't seen it yet, but the girl that was interviewing me came out, and she had full makeup on for TV, high definition TV, and I didn't have any. And so I'll be curious to see how I look, because in person I look fine without makeup. And of course, TV shows a different thing, but I don't wear any base makeup or anything. I wear a little natural lip color on my lip, and I've always curled my eyelashes for years, mm-hmm. and I use mascara, and of course I'm blonde, which is not my natural color, but that is my makeup trick, my blonde hair, so I'm not gray. I think it helps a lot. But my skin looks great. My teeth are white. I have all my teeth. My teeth are in fabulous shape. I've always had a good mouth full of teeth, and I still do. I have all my wisdom teeth. So my teeth are in excellent shape, and my gums are in great shape, which I think is really important, very telltale, and I think are natural that I do. I exfoliate my skin with a dry brush a couple times a week, and I do that on my face, and I use coconut oil on my face or body or anything. The same coconut oil, the 100% pure virgin coconut oil that you make chocolates with and cook with, I use that. I have one up in my bathroom, and I use that on my skin after I come out of my bath. And I only use a natural liquid in my bath, and that's all I use. Very simple. Very, very simple beauty treatments.
You just pour coconut oil in your bath? That's how you do it?
I've been looking at shea butter. It's not Dr. Bonner's. It's another one. I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's a shea butter that I use. It's a liquid soap. Pure and it's biodegradable. It's all I use in my bath. Coconut oil gets solid during cold weather, and during summer it turns to liquid.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's solid. I just scrape it out when it's solid, and I rub it, warm it between my hands, and then I rub it on my body.
Okay.
And then I have to remember when the warm weather sets in, if I open up that lid too fast, it's already liquid, and then you use it that way. But it gets hard and soft depending on the weather.
Let me ask you, when you have this existence that is so young and full of vitality and so forth, I mean, you're easily able to look and talk and interact with everyone in their 20s and 30s and whatever the age they may be, and yet there are people who are I guess you'd call it, you'd say your peers or whatever, meaning people in your age group. I mean, some of them are in nursing homes already. And
I know. Younger than me, they're in nursing homes.
What is that like when you see someone who's, you know, who's like maybe the same age, but they're, that must be kind of awkward for you.
I see people in their 60s and late 50s that look older than me.
Yeah.
And now think about this. We don't know everything. You know, doctors guess. Everybody just guesses about things in life. But I've been a vegetarian on and off since I'm 30. Mm-hmm. I've had most of my life a very healthy diet. Like I say, I've exercised on and off. But my attitude has always been very optimistic. I have a life like anybody else. I was widowed at 29. I have 4 children. I've gone through all kinds of stuff just like everybody else in life, ups and downs and happy and sad moments. I've gotten to spiritual practices, and when I was 30, I started to meditate. I learned a lot then, so I have to say that that has kept me understanding life. My stress level, like anybody else, goes up and down, but I've been able through meditation, when I do it, to control them, you know, on and off for years. So I think the whole picture of body, mind, and spirit really is true, that you have to take care of all. You turn gas in your car, you wash it when it's dirty, you maintain your car, but some people don't take as good care of their body as they do their automobile.
Yeah.
And I think that we have to understand that our body needs to be going for checkups every once in a while, and our body needs to be oiled, and our body needs to be fed and with fuel. And it's really the same thing, and I think that I have been doing it for a long time. And I also think that there's something about when you're eating like this and you're not eating animals, the compassion, it gives you a very good feeling about yourself. You know that you're doing something. I don't want to kill to eat. I really don't. I know people can say a carrot's living and you pull it out of the ground. I know that, but I'm not torturing some living being, an animal that's got a mother, you know?
Yeah.
And I just feel much better about myself that I am a loving and compassionate person. And I try to handle, I had a business. I mean, I've been in business and worked and supported my kids myself. I've worked my whole life since I'm 12. And I sold my company about a year and a half ago. It was very active. I traveled to trade shows all over the country, you know, for months at a time. And pulling 100-pound suitcases and setting up booths and taking them down, being very up and ladder, down ladder, being very active in that way, and being very active mentally with my business. So I think people need to have love and be loving. I think people need to share their life with somebody, pets or important. I think looking at things in a positive light is very important. My other favorite thing is laughter. I mean, if you're down in the dumps, go rent some funny movies. You know, try to get yourself out of the mood. Don't dwell in unhappiness and negativity. And if you can turn that around, it's great. Now, a lot of people can have those things, but they don't take care of themselves health-wise. Yeah. So I think it's a lot of things that you need to do to stay more youthful. My mother had a fabulous outlook on life. She really did. She healthy person. She had lost siblings, my brothers and sisters. She'd lost her own children, 4 as a matter of fact. I'm the youngest of 7. She outlived 4 of her children. She had a great outlook, and she was a very happy person. She didn't like to pay attention too much to her health, and she ate sweets all the time. She loved it. In her later years, that's all she really wanted. But if she had taken care of herself that way, she would have been great. But I do say that I have that ability. Now, my sisters and I are very different, so not everything is the same in every family. We all find our own path in life. If it doesn't matter, genes or how you were raised, you can choose the life you'd like to have, and you have to be positive that you can make the best of what you're given, and the better you do that, the more steps you take to accept life and do your best and be a kind person. Who knows, maybe you get handed something. I'm not really sure about that, but I do feel like I've worked really hard in my life. I don't think, you know, monetary things were handed to me. I've worked for them. I've worked very hard to do things inside. I took all kinds of workshops and things to learn more about myself, and I meditated. I've done lots of work on myself, and I think that made a difference. And, you know, are you born with that? Not necessarily. I think you have to make a decision the way you want to be. Some people, I think, are depressed because their chemical balance is off about the way they eat.
Yeah.
So I think food is like one of the major things to start you. Because when you're eating a raw food diet, you really do. Everyone I know says it's like a miracle. You feel so happy. You feel like you found like the fountain of youth and some key to some joy or something. The people I know who are like all raw. I went to one of the raw food festivals and I thought I was like in Woodstock without drugs. Everybody was just higher than a kite and happy and laughing. And God, you hear success stories from so many people. And I just thought it was just a fabulous environment to be around. People were very positive. But when you feel good, it's much easier to be that way. When you're sick, it's not easy to be that positive enough. It's very easy to get depressed, I think, when you don't feel good. So it's important, I think, to take care of our health.
I think I was at the same place as you, the Raw Spirit Festival this summer.
You were at D.C.?
Yeah.
And oh, how funny.
Your daughter told me she was at, you guys went to that chocolate party too. And
Yeah.
Did you go? I did. I must have just missed you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we went right away. We went over with Vanessa and the group. And then, we were there. That was the first one I've ever gone to. And I just thought it was wonderful. And I mean, a lot of people recognized me from my videos, and people were coming up to me and so excited to meet me in person. It was so cute. And I listened to a lot of the people lecturing, and there are many things that I agree with and many things I think are too strict for most people to do.
Yeah.
No dates, no sugar, no sweets, no nothing. I think everybody has to find their place with their food and eat as much raw and live fruits, vegetables, and as they can. Some people don't eat nuts, they just eat fruit. Some people think that eating nuts is not good, it's too high fat of a raw diet, but I don't feel like I overdo it. I feel like I have, you know, a handful of almonds or almond milk or something, or I use my desserts as a treat. I know it's not like food, you know, I don't overdo any of that. I don't need to. I can have a little piece of raw chocolate and I'm very content, or thin sliver of cheesecake and I feel happy. But I don't think I want to overdo it. But everybody has to find what works for them. And you listen, and then you still have to use your own common sense and your own judgment and experiment on yourself. No one has the answers to everything.
You know, at that festival, I remember seeing this Dr. David Carmos. He was there, and he's in his 70s. Mm-hmm. He looks to be about 20-something, except for he's got gray hair. But I mean, it's just amazing to me have you ever thought how long can a person live? And maybe Ra's the key to that. I mean, maybe it's 120, maybe it's 150. I mean, have you ever thought about that?
I think about it all, and I've thought about it years before I even got this healthy. It's like, I always said, well, it'd be great to live. My mother wanted to live to 100. She made it to 95. But I always thought, well, 100 would be great. You know, that would be a really fun thing. But then I started to look. Now, there are a lot of groups out there that are just focused on longevity.
Yeah.
There's one group called CR, calorie restriction.
Yeah.
They eat all kinds of food, but they weigh their food because they say the less food you eat when you're older, the longer you're going to live. You don't tax your body. And so they eat very minor amounts of very, very small amounts of the food. And they say as you get older, you should eat that. I only know one thing. You need to get nutrients in your body every day and the right ones. So if you're going to eat a small amount of food, I would think you want to eat it all raw so you get all the enzymes and all the nutrients. But they don't. They eat cooked foods and grains. I'm sure their food is very varied, but they weigh everything.
Yeah.
Where somebody might think I'm over the edge with raw food, to me that seems a little severe. But I read a lot about different cultures that are living very long. They have lots of centenarians, not just like a few people here that live to be 100, but they have people that are living to 104, 110, and they're doing those things. They're thinking right, they're being active, they're eating really healthy food from their own gardens, most of them. They're not eating processed foods. They're living a stress-free life. They have family and friends and church around them. They're doing all those kinds of things, and they are living longer. So there's something to it, and I don't think it's just one thing. I think it has to be a bunch of things,
yeah.
And it has to be a five things at least that you do: food and exercise and thinking right and keeping stress out of the way and, you know, being loving. And, and those would be the five that I would pick off the top of my head. But I think we can do it. And I think it's kind of fun. I'm playing the game right now. I'm going to see what I can do.
Nice.
My boyfriend's 19 years younger than I am, and I've got so much energy. I think I have more energy than he does, and I'm more active in a lot of ways than he is. And I don't feel any age difference from him than I didn't when we met. We've been together 8 years. I didn't feel any age difference at all. So who knows? I'm playing the game. I think it'll really be fun. I think it would be fun to see how long you can live. Now, we all want to live long, but we don't want to be sick.
Right.
That's the big thing. We don't want to get old. We want to live long, but we don't want to get old. And that's what I'm after. I want to live long, but I don't want to be sick and having anyone have to take care of me. I don't want to work with diapers. I don't want to be not able to get up down the stairs. I want to be able to go travel and walk around. I don't want to be walking with a cane or a walker or having a hard time breathing. I mean, now that's no quality of life to me. I want length of life, but I want quality of life. So that's what I'm trying for. I'm not sure how it all is going to work, because there are some people out in front of me who smoke and drink and they're still in their 90s. You know, I don't know what they're doing, but they've got the lucky gene pool or something. They pulled some straw somewhere. But I don't think most people can do that, abuse themselves and live long.
Right.
But there are a lot of older people who are following mostly this way of eating and thinking like I do, and they're 86, they're 94, they're 104, and they're going, and that's really great. One guy that I just got turned on to recently, I was interviewed by the Dole Company, Dole Pineapple, yeah. Dole Bananas, all uh-huh. that big company, and the guy who owns it, David Murdoch, is 86 years old. He thinks raw food and green drinks are like one of the most important things.
Wow.
He does it every day. He puts all kinds of stuff in it. I posted on my Facebook page a video of him. He was on Oprah. He doesn't eat all organic, and he doesn't grow all organic, but he does grow some organic. And he has a whole health institute dedicated with doctors and all kinds of scientists dedicated to finding out what foods are good for you. So he has drinks with all the broccoli, red pepper, celery, cucumber, kiwi. He has a huge drink every day. He exercises early in the morning. He does 50 push-ups. He's on the treadmill. He does weights, and he's very, very active. He looks fantastic. He's runs his businesses. He's completely active and alert. He takes no supplements, and that's what he believes in. And he does eat a fish, no meat or chicken, but he'll eat fish and steamed vegetables and soups and raw drinks and raw foods. That's his major thing.
Wow.
All the fruits and vegetables, and he's 86. Jack LaLanne. Jack LaLanne is the one who talked about those juicing a long time ago.
Yeah.
And he eats some cooked foods, but he does make sure he gets all the nutrients into his body. And he's 95, and he's worked out his whole life. I remember him from years ago.
Sure.
So he's another one. Then there's the juice man, who's in his 80s.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know him.
Yeah.
He's a fantastic guy, and he's in excellent health. And when you see him walk, there's nothing about age the way that man walks. He's got pep in his step, and he's great. And the other people that I don't know personally, like in this way, are people who I've read about in these other parts of the country who live this healthy lifestyle. The National Geographic did a study on the Blue Zone, they call it, and it was five different places in the world where people live to be in their hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
So I think with what we know today, those of us who want to try it out, we might be all having a big old 110 birthday party. I don't know. And I mean, I think it's possible, and I'm willing to go for it.
Hey,
I always tell my kids they better get healthy, because I don't want to outlive my kids. So I'm forcing them to make green drinks. They're all being really good about that. They at least do that. One's a complete raw food person like me, and she's, Mia, and she's just pretty magnificent girl, and she's doing more studies because she's interested in families and children being able to start out with eating more raw food. She has two smaller children, and mm-hmm. she's studying to be a consultant and do all kinds of stuff. She's getting some degrees in that area. But I tell my kids, you better do it, because I just don't want to be out here alone without you, so you better take care of yourself. Well, and I make my boyfriend drink a green drink every morning too. So.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to your 110th birthday party. I'll be 80.
Good.
I'll be 80, so I'll definitely come. My wife will be.
Oh, good. Won't that be fun?
Yeah, it will be a good time. Let me ask you just a couple of quick closing questions, because we're getting up toward an hour, and you know I try to keep
Great.
These to about an hour. One question was, how's your book coming? What's up with that?
Well, I'm having a really great time with the book, and what the difficult part for me has been is writing the proposal, but I know that I'm not alone. Any writer always has a trouble with their proposal.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about finding an agent, so that means I have to have a proposal for an agent telling about the book and myself and so forth, and there's a format you need to follow, and I'm working on it, and I've revised it 1,000 times. I keep thinking of more things to say. I'm trying to keep it succinct and do a sales pitch to them, basically, of why I think this book should be out there. If I don't find an agent who's going to look for a publisher for me, publishers don't take unsolicited manuscripts, so you have to have an agent, really. If I'm not, I'll end up self-publishing it myself, and that certainly is a thought. I can do it through Amazon or Lulu.
Yeah.
I would have had it done already, finished book, if I was not working on this proposal for months. The book seems to be easier for me to write because I have lots of good information. I have some fabulous recipes I want to share in my book, and my thoughts about what I do to keep myself the way I am. I want to write this down for people. I have lots of what I call those little secrets that, you know, that I do that I never thought were secrets. They were just what I do, but now I know they're little secrets because other people don't know them. So that's easy for me to share. I just need to get my proposal done, and I'm going to need to find somebody who can read it and give me some critique on it, and I don't have that person just yet to do that. But I'm almost ready to go with it. I sent out my query letter day before yesterday, to 4 people. And I didn't send the proposal yet. Now, they might not be interested even in my query letter. That's a 1-page letter. So I can get the book done pretty fast once I know I have a publisher. And sometimes I didn't want to finish the whole book because sometimes publishers come in and tell you to do it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to make it fun and succinct and give good information and make it easy for people to follow. And make it easy for non-vegetarians and vegetarians alike to follow, not just for raw people. But all the recipes will be raw, and I've got some really interesting things going in the recipe section. It's my favorite part of the book, but it's coming along. I hoped I'd have it out by now, but you know, I was going to have my proposal out by the end of December, but I'm still working on it. I think I could have it finished in the next week and get it out and see. You only have one chance to send it out to an agent, and if they don't like it, you can't, that you're finished. And like I say, most publishers don't take unsolicited material, so if you do want to be published by a major publishing company, then you've got to do the homework and get your proposal right. It's easy to go to Lulu or Amazon and publish your book, and I have a lot of fans waiting for my book. A lot of people I know who are my Facebook friends are following me and want the book, all over the world, actually. And I probably could sell quite a few of them this way. But, you know, I'd love to be able to get more in the mainstream and to educate people who don't know about this.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that my book, that someone will say, oh, my, look at her. She's 71. She looks really good. I wonder what this is about. You know, someone who didn't even know anything about eating this way. That's who I want. That's why I want to go to a publisher. It's the only reason. And I'm not really looking at like, oh, I'm going to make money on this, or this is going to be something. I'm not looking for a career or anything. I would like to just get this information out, and I'd like to do some speaking engagements to help people. And that's my whole purpose. That's my passion, is to just help people make some changes so they live a better life. And I've done all my other business stuff and been successful. So now this is fun for me. This is the fun time.
You want everyone to have a beautiful, sexy life, right?
Exactly. What was my saying that I said? Something about flex and sex. It was something about that. But no, I want everybody to feel vibrant. And I wish everybody could feel at any age as good as I do. I mean, I wake up without an aching pain in my body, and I know so many people who suffer. And I really do think that if anything, that raw foods and detoxing, by the way, which we didn't speak about, but I think that's important. I think it's important to clean your system out all the time and detox and then put all the good stuff back into it and just, you know, try to keep a good attitude. And I think that's really important.
Well, for anyone who wants to learn more about you, should I point them to your Facebook page?
Or? That's probably the best, because I have other things. I have a website, which is www.youngonrawfood.com, but I don't work it as much as I do Facebook, because that's gotten to be my, I mean, I've just spent so much time on it, because people ask me questions privately and I answer things all the time. I do post food on there and I post the recipes. If you see a picture of food, you can get the recipe right there. I don't do little teasers. I actually tell you how it's made. So I think Facebook right now is the best place for people to contact me. And I'm happy to answer any questions about what I've been doing and what I think is good. And you know, that's what I've been doing on Facebook. It's kind of like it's my column, actually.
Well, hey, I really appreciate your time. It's been fascinating to hear your take on all this stuff. And you know, it's been about an hour, so I think we should cut it off.
Great, I think so. Nobody wants to listen that long.
But I do look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Great, Jim. Thank you so much.
We'll catch up later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Mamie. Bye-bye.
Bye.